This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to food experts and innovators on how to better feed the world. I'm Gloria Nzeka, and I'm your host. I met with Mrs. Blessing Ivorine Agada. She's a professor at the Federal University of Agriculture in Makurdi, Nigeria, in the Department of Soil Science. She came to Michigan State University as part of a research in agricultural economics. In the interview coming up, she discusses a model for an educational system that will ensure continuity in agricultural policies within African governments. Blessing?
Yeah, Blessing.
Welcome to The Food Fix.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a bit about your work.
Okay, back home, as a lecturer, I have so many work, so I will just focus on what I did with my thesis. And it's more on soil fertility issue and conservation. So I was trying to map out management zones within fields, because normally the fertilizer is applied at a blanket rate back home. So there is no, value for what they are using, what the farmers are using. So what I wanted to do was to see how to increase fertilizer use efficiency and then maximize their product. So we delegated areas where they could apply fertilizer and then get more yield based on the topography of the field and in terms of the depth. So what I did was to excavate soils at incremental depth and then use maize as my test crop to see the effect of these erosion issues on the yield of crop.
Did you get a chance to start seeing results?
Okay, yes. One of that is it's been used as a policy brief right now here. So we're trying to see now how we can get taking it back to the farmers. So back home, I have students that are working with me right now so that we can have them take these stories, these researches that we make. We can take these results to the farmers so that we can see the results. But with respect to my work right now, my thesis, what I brought out is the fact that if you are putting so much fertilizer and you don't manage your physical properties of the soil, that has to do with your texture, the amount of soil you have, in terms of the rainfall, because we have this high level of rainfall, so as it hits the soil, these particles are moved off. And then this erosion starts, and the farmer is still using his fertilizer. So the yields will still be down. So what we're trying to tell them is, yes, this management practice that you have to have around your field plot based on these zones, so you can maximize productivity and don't lose at the end.
What impact does your work have on everyday life, on food production, on nutrition and food security?
With one sentence, what I'm going to say is the livelihood of farmers are improved in respect to the fact that what they'll be using, the cost of fertilizer will be reduced if they follow what we're saying. So instead of using 5 bags to achieve, let's say, maybe 2 or 3 bags of 50 kg bags of maize, you could use 2 bags of fertilizer to achieve that, because you are putting them in strategic points that will increase your production at the end.
How important it is for students to get involved in this process at university level?
It is very important. You have 400 level students right now back home that don't do anything for about 6 months. When I say anything, I mean constructively using their time. Okay, there's a mandatory 6 months of IT work that every student is supposed to do. But you have the students standing aloof, a few 4 or 5 around the tractors will be the one doing anything. So what we're trying to do is, since we know we have these youths, we know we have them. Many government policies in terms of solving these extension issues have not worked. It has failed, that we know. Because most times, good intentions are spoiled by management. Lots of people come into the program that don't have an idea of what they're doing, because my uncle is at the helm of affairs, you know, the African thing. So what we're trying to do is, because we have the students under us that are being managed, there's this relationship with lecturer-student, there's this fear, let me use that in quotes, that you can now monitor these students. We're trying to see how we pull them as in terms of the university, the departments is not what I know when I was growing up. You have, when I was growing up, meaning when I was in the university, my undergraduate days, you had to do 3 years of general agriculture. I did fisheries, I did forestry, I did bee agriculture, but that's not what is happening right now. You have bee agric in extension, so the guy doesn't have any idea of soil science, doesn't have any idea of crop production, and the guy in crop production doesn't have any idea about extension or economics. It's affecting the system. So we are trying to see how we can pull students across board, train them, and then take them to the field. Why we are saying we are pulling them across board is because of this issue of them not having an idea of basic agriculture. Let me use that as the phrase. So the guy in economics learns a little bit about soil production, soil science and crop production. The one in crop production learns a little bit about extension work. And then we teach them. And then there's this app that I learned here in the US, the Land PKS, how to know your land potential before you can start any management practice, because we don't have that. Because if you know where you are at, then you can know where you are going to. That is just the whole idea behind what we are doing, so that the management is better off and we can ensure continuities.
So would you say that the education system is one of the biggest problems that the field, the industry of agriculture has? And if we can fix that, a lot is going to change.
Yes, if we can fix some things at that point, a lot is going to change. A lot, I can assure you. Because I agree that the farmer has indigenous knowledge and some level of experience, but it's not having the information, the new technologies that we have. That's the advantage we have as students. That's why we are here in the college. That's the difference between you and the peasant farmer in the village. So if you have all this and you don't use them, what is the use? We are sending them, we're all learning, like I'm here learning. If we don't take it to the end user, who is the farmer, we still have not achieved anything. So we are just finding a way around continuity, because we know issues of government policy. When you are transitioning from one government to the next government might not want to use what this other person is doing. But if we bring in students that has this, there's a form of management through these 3 years, we could beat that issue of transitioning. We could beat the issue of the wrong crowd, as I would say, because like I mentioned earlier, my uncle bringing his wife and his cousin into the system without knowing what we are doing, just because he's there. You could beat all that because you have these students registered in the universities and studying these things that we need to take to the farmers, the new technologies.
The education plan that you describe now, is it something that is starting to be implemented? Like how soon, at least for the case of Nigeria, how soon can we expect this to be implemented?
Okay, it was a model that I just, a strategy or an idea, or what will I say, that I just came about during the spring. So I started with it back over the summer as I went home with my own 400 level students. And then there are discussions across the departments so that we could pull this crowd I'm saying and then train them. Because the ones that I have under me will know soil and crop production. That is our field of specification. But if we want to get anything that has to do with extension, that we don't have any idea. So that's why we are trying to see how right now discussions are ongoing that we can have the students also from Agri-Econs come to us. So a group of about 40 is what we are starting with. Yeah. I wouldn't say it has kicked off completely across the other departments, but I know the ones under me, I've trained them with this technology, the Land PKS app that I was telling you about that I learned here. So they know that already. But as I'm going back, I know that is going to be a pet project I'm going to be handling, because I have students under me every year, and this is continuous. And I know at the level of the issue of policing, so it's on the table where it can be discussed with the, we call them the chairman of the deans of Faculty of Agri, so that it can be spread abroad, not just our university, but across federal universities within the country.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Do you have questions or comments on how to improve education in agriculture? Send us an email to foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. I'll leave a comment in the comment section below. The Food Fix is a production of the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism at Michigan State University. I'm Gloria Nzeka. Thank you for listening.